Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Kirsty Perugia, and you are tuning in to the Art of Decluttering podcast. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the first episode of 2022. We're going to start the year off optimistically, and we're also going to start the year off with a series. We don't do many series here at the Art of Decluttering, but we thought this one would be a great one to kick the year off because, Kirst, I know we've talked about it, but decluttering and organizing is in the top three New Year's resolutions that people make. So usually people make resolutions around health. So it might be exercise or weight or strength or things like that, around finances. So I want to save, I want to go away, I want to change jobs, I want to buy a house, and around the state of their homes that they want to declutter and organize and be more organized.
Mm.
So we were like, what can we do to support you guys? We're your cheerleaders. And so we've come up with a series called 100 Things You Can Declutter Today, and we're going to break it down over the 5 weeks of January. So you're going to get 20 things per week. We're going to have a handout that you can download that's going to have those 20 things. You can even tick them off as you go. You might even like to play a little bit of declutter bingo and see how many you can tick off.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good, and it's going to be particularly good today because we are starting with 20 things that you've kept but you haven't used.
When we were coming up with this list, it was basically like just think of the things that you see in clients' homes like multiple times a week and that you always tend to get rid of. So everybody, not everybody, lots of people have these 20 things, and most of the time you can get rid of them.
Yeah. And I would love our listeners to hop on social media this week, come over to our page, it's called the Art of Decluttering Community, and tell us, other than these 20 things, what else have you not used and that yes. you could let go of? So I want everybody to come up with their own 20, like That's on top awesome. Of our 20.
And let us know if there's ones here that you're like, there's no way, girls, that I am ever getting rid of that thing. I can't believe yeah. you think that I kept it but haven't used it. I think that would be really fun too, because there's always going to be exceptions, but I want to know the why of the exception.
Yeah, and there's going to be things that, you know, some things in our list you might get your back up against, and that is totally fine. It's just here to get you to question and to think through, oh, maybe I could get rid of that, rather than, oh no, there's absolutely no way I can get rid of that. Like, there's some things on this list that I know I have kept, and there's good reasons for me keeping
them. Oh, yeah, as we go, I want to hear those.
Yeah, there's always good reasons for keeping things, and you can come up with a million reasons why you should keep something. It's just good to question yourself.
Yes.
And what we not just live into those millions of reasons.
What we've done here too is we've gone really specific. So what we didn't want to do was say, okay, over the 5 weeks, it's like we'll go wardrobe, kitchen, shed. We didn't want to go that way. We wanted to do it a little bit differently so that it was around topics, like things you've kept but haven't used. And the things within it are really specific. So it's easy to go, oh, the girls are right. I'm never, ever going to use that again, and just go and find it and donate it or recycle it or whatever needs to happen.
Mm.
And I think we're going to move pretty fast, Kirst, because 20 items is a lot. And I want to know, Kirs, as we go, what of these you've kept?
Yeah. Well, why don't we race through it? So if those people who just wanted to get on and start doing it, they can hear it and start working around their house. And then we can go back through and talk about it. What do you think?
I reckon that we do the opposite. We should have talked about this before we started recording. I think we just go through one by one, because then while we're talking about it, you can actually go and find the thing, is what I was thinking. If we take like 90 seconds to go through each one, that's enough time to go and find it and get rid of it if you're going to get rid of it. But also remember, people can download the list, so you can go back over it at any time. Or if you jump into the show notes, you'll also see these 20 things listed out for you as well.
Yes, awesome.
Can we go with plan Amy?
When do we ever not?
All right, let's start. Number one of the 20 things you have kept but haven't used is a backup pair of bathers.
Or swimmers, or togs, or swimming paraphernalia.
Yeah.
Just for everybody around the world.
And often it's not even just the backup pair. It's the backup pair that you're like, if I'm really desperate, I'm going to wear these. But you don't. You're not. You're going to go for the bathers that you feel comfortable in, you feel nice in, and that are not see-through.
Yes. And I think, this is why we want you to question yourself. Like, just get curious. Just get curious about yourself and ask yourself, really, am I really going to wear this or use this? Or, you know, is there somewhere else? We've spoken about this lots of times. Like, is there another way of getting this item, or, you know, using somebody else's item for the needs that I'm thinking I might need it, you know. So, for instance, with swimming gear, will you actually ever wear that dodgy pair of bathers?
No.
Or will you just go buy another pair? Or
bin them.
Use the one that you've already got? Yes, exactly. You're not going to wear them. You're going to bin them. Right.
Yeah. And this also goes for kids' ones. Like, if they've been eaten by the chlorine at your kids' swimming lessons, and they, you know that the bum's falling out of them and they're practically see-through and you can see a crack, it's time to let them go. All right, number two, the woolen coat that you got when you were 20. Now, I had this woolen coat and it was beautiful and it was double-breasted and I loved it, and it cost a lot of money for a 20-year-old me, and I wore it to work when I was, you know, doing the Melbourne winters. It's really out of fashion. So many clients have that woolen coat from when they're in their 20s and you're just not wearing it anymore.
Yeah, maybe you don't fit it. Maybe it's not in fashion, like Amy said. Maybe it has been moth-eaten because it has been sitting in the back of your cupboard for such a long time. Just, you know, maybe. Have you got it? Hands up if you've got that one coat that Amy's talking about.
Oh, I've decluttered so many of these. And if they're in good condition, they're great to go to the op shop. So send them on there. But you do need to check, have they got holes in them? Have, you know, and check the pockets. So they're dirty tissues, or maybe a 20 hiding in there.
Yeah, we want the 20.
Yeah.
We want a 50. We want the pineapples.
I want the pineapples.
$50 note, please. Thank you very much. Okay, number three. This is a bit controversial, Amy. Your favorite CDs.
Yep. So do you know why I put favorite
in? Favorite. That's what the controversy.
I know.
Controversy is.
So the reason I put your favorite CDs is because I feel like in 2022, most of us have gotten rid of the superfluous CDs. Like, we're going, yeah, all right, we understand we're probably not going to listen to Enya again on CD. And so we've gotten rid of that backlog. What I do find that clients do a lot, though, is they were like, well, I'm just going to keep my favorites because I'll definitely listen to those in the car. And it is one of those things that you kept because you thought you were going to use and you actually haven't, because you just listened to it on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So my encouragement.
Or you don't listen to it.
Yes.
You forgot that it's actually, like, Pearl Jam came on the other day and I could sing every single word of the song. But I realized I didn't actually have it on a playlist anywhere. So I was like, oh, I really should make a Pearl Jam playlist.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. I was such a Pearl Jam fan in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, so, so good.
Me and one of your best mates went to.
Which one? Vitalogy? Do you remember which concert it was?
Probably was. I don't remember the
concert.
That
was about 97,
I remember going,
I reckon.
Just remember going and going, oh, this sounds like a CD. Why have I paid all this money? They didn't do anything different. You know how when you
they just went through a set list. Yeah.
Yeah. And but they didn't do a single thing different.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. You want them to do like you know, a bit of fun. Acoustic or a cappella or, you know, you want it to be spiced up a bit.
Yeah.
It was not. Very disappointed, Pearl Jam. Very disappointed.
So we want you to grab those CDs that you've been keeping thinking you would use them, acknowledge that you haven't, that you won't, and let them go. The next one is also controversial, but I was feeling controversial when I wrote this list, and it's your wedding dress. Because if you're like me, you've kept your wedding dress, but you haven't used it. I've never pulled it out and tried it on. I don't have anyone in my family that wants it. Whereas Kirst, I know that for you, this is something that you are keeping for purpose with intention.
Yes. So it's, I have kept my wedding dress. It was my mother's wedding dress, and we will see if Emily wants to repurpose it in any shape, way or form for her wedding dress. And that will be totally cool if she doesn't. I don't mind. But
would you get rid of it at that point, do you think?
Probably, or I'll ask my family members if they, if anybody else wants it.
Yep.
Like, because it is their grandmother's wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
So it was redesigned for me somewhat. And it'll be interesting to see if any children of ours can get into it because it is tiny. But you never know. So.
Wedding dress. If you haven't used it and you don't have plans for it, it might be time to let it go.
Mm-hmm. Number five is books you thought you'd read again. I don't even, there's so many books in the world. I cannot imagine reading some of these books again because I'm not even getting through the books that I do want to read the first
and
time.
And when you read it and you're like, oh my gosh, that book was the best, that's okay to still let it go. Like you can absolutely love a book and still let it go. And as an author, I tell people often when I'm at the client's house and we come across a copy of my book, I'm like, did you read it? They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, great. Why don't you pass it on to someone? Don't just have it as clutter. So all those books that you're like, oh, I'll definitely read them again. Time to go to the op shop or a local street library. Let them go.
Yes, unless you are the type of person who does read over and over and over again. But again, there's many, many, many brilliant books in the world. Go read some of the new ones.
Yes, or just reborrow it from the library when it's time.
Yes. Okay, six.
Kids' baby teeth, kids' hair, and kids' umbilical cords.
We know you're standing on this,
Amy. Oh, look, my tone of voice in saying the words gave my standing. You thought that it was important to keep them at the time, and maybe at the time it was. Maybe at the time it was important for you to be like, oh, they're cute little curl, or oh, my gosh, their teeth are so tiny. But what are you going to do with them? What are you going to do with them? And because the answer to that is I don't know, I would say it might be time to let those. You're keeping human remains wrapped in tissues in jewelry boxes all around the world.
Or you could ask your kids if they would like them because depending on their ages, they can make really wise choices for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So ask them because if they're never going to want them, then why are you keeping them?
Yeah. And you might like to separate those things out. Like you might say, yeah, you're right. Actually, an umbilical cord is kind of gross. I'm going to get rid of that. And why would I keep my kids' teeth? That's so random. I'm getting rid of that. But their hair was so this color or so curly when they were little. Actually, I'll keep just that. And so you might be able to get rid of part of that category.
Yeah. Moving right along. Number seven, kids' certificate of participation. I love this. Hundreds of them came home from school this year.
Oh.
Your kid participated in cricket.
Mm-hmm. Swimming lessons,
yeah.
Spelling bee, maths academy this. Like sometimes you even get them when you go to like those sports birthday parties and you get like a certificate for turning up to a birthday party.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I am not a certificate person at all. My mum kept all of my certificates when I was growing up and they went into a folder. And much to her disgrace, once I got married, I threw the whole folder out because it was just like, congratulations, you read 60 books in the MS Readathon in 1987. You don't need those kids' certificates. That is such a waste of space in your home.
Yes, and that's very different from, you know, use the certificate of graduation of your HSE or VCE or uni degree or anything like that. We're not talking about things that you might actually need for resumes and stuff. Yeah. This is congratulations, you went to so-and-so's birthday party.
Yeah. Congratulations, you visited the dental van. You don't need those certificates.
No.
Next is old birthday cards. So we find in many, 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 many clients' houses, they've just kept every birthday card they've ever been given. And the reason is, well, usually the reason is because one of my parents kept my cards when I was little, and so I've just kind of kept the tradition. Our recommendation is you set aside some time, put on something on Netflix or relax, have some nice Christmas treats and just go through them and only keep the few cards that are really important to you. Or like me, you may just get rid of almost all of them.
Hmm. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Nine is a juicer. Nutribullet.
Do you have a juicer cursed?
No, we do not.
No, we did. I think we probably used it a dozen times and then it just sat at the back of the cupboard till I decluttered it.
Yeah.
Why do we think that people keep a juicer but haven't used it?
Because they've spent good money on it and it is a good thing to have. Like you should be healthier.
Yeah, it's aspirational.
It is absolutely aspirational clutter. Speaking of which, I found the episode that was in.
Oh, good.
It's called Types of Clutter.
Excellent. Types of Clutter. Go back and have a look at that. Yeah. And I think when it comes to kitchen appliances like a juicer, also think, well, is there another product that I use more regularly that could perform the same function? Or actually, is it really just orange juice that I'm having and I can just hand squeeze orange juice with one of those little, you know, the little domey things? Yeah. So think about repurposing other things as well.
And because this is about things that you haven't used or you haven't used for a while. So don't get rid of the juicer if it's your daily, you use it every day. It's you haven't used it. Why are you keeping it?
Yeah.
Or you haven't used it for 5 years. So yourself January to get into your health kick. And then when February comes around, you realize it's
gone by the wayside.
Yeah, you can get rid of the juicer.
Or if you really want a juicer, just wait till everyone else puts them at the op shop in February and then go get one from there.
Go get it.
The next one is one of my favourites. It's those spare pillows at the top of your linen cupboard. I reckon, I don't know, 80 or 90% of homes have like we upgraded our pillows, but they weren't fully feral. And so in case a guest comes over, we'll put them at the top of the linen cupboard for the guest. Get rid of them. They're super gross. They're dusty. They've got people's saliva stains on them.
Gross.
They've
stop talking right now.
Dust mites. Just let go of them. Colonies. Yep. Please let them go. If someone comes over to stay, they can sleep on a lounge cushion. Often
tell
people
them to bring a pillow.
Yeah, I was going to say often people are not going to be offended if you say, hey, bring a pillow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, get rid of those gross ones at the top of the linen cupboard. Even if you've had them in those plastic bags, they're often in feral condition. And dust mites.
11 is backup beach towels. It's kind of like the backup pair of bathers, swimmers. Yes. But this is the backup.
The backup beach towel is like threadbare. And yes. Usually it's like when the 14-year-old boy and they've like they pull out like their old Spider-Man one that's tiny, doesn't fit around their waist, and yeah. You can barely make out the pattern on it.
Yeah. It's 1977 beach towels that wouldn't even dry anything.
Yes, they're not absorbent anymore. No. You can't even use them as like your, oh no, we got flooded towel.
No, they just need to go.
Yeah.
12. Yeah. Good dinner set that can't go in the dishwasher that you never use anyway because you haven't had a good dinner in more than 2 years now.
I reckon everyone that got married in the early 2000s probably has that good dinner set. It was like
and
the
90s and the 80s and the 70s and the 60s and the 50s. And yeah, it's only kids these days who use their good dinner set.
Whippersnippers. But if it can't, go in the dishwasher. Oh, is it whippersnapper? Oh, my gosh, I'm so tired. I can't know. Yeah, it's a whippersnapper. If you... That's what we put a should have put on the list. If you have a good dinner set that you can't put in the dishwasher, just be realistic of how often you're going to use it or whether you use disposables, whether you use plastic or whether you just use your normals. We use our normals. If you come for a special dinner at our house, the special thing about it is the company, not the crockery that you're going to eat off.
Beautiful. 13, high heels that are excruciating to wear and you promise yourself after last time you'd never wear them again.
And yet you put them back in the wardrobe because, oh, but if I have to wear that dress, what would I wear it with? No, just girlfriend, stop. You have full permission to get rid of those really excruciating shoes.
And I promise you, you will be thanking us.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll or maybe cursing us next time you do wear them because you didn't take our advice when we gave it to you.
And you know what? In your local area, in your family, in your friendship group, at the local kinder, at the sporting club, if you are desperate, there usually is someone you can borrow a pair of shoes off or just buy some comfortable shoes. Number 14.
Or don't go out.
Solution. Just never wear high heels again. Just or never leave the house.
Just pretend that we're in 2020 and 21. Yeah. Still.
Just live in your moccasins. Number 14 is really aimed at our boomer listeners. Mm. And it's the big white urn. Because my mum had the big white urn, Kirst. I guarantee your mum had the big white urn. She may still have the big white urn.
No, she does not.
It is that big thing that mum used to have when, you know, we had friends over because the kettle would take too long to boil.
Yep.
And it took up a massive amount of room under the sink. It's time for you to let the big white urn go. When was the last time you actually used it? And how much do your friends care if they have to wait 6 minutes for a cup of tea?
And I'm pretty sure your neighbour, somebody somewhere in your network will have a big white urn. Go to your local church and ask to borrow this.
Or just go to your neighbour and say, can I borrow your kettle for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Just have two kettles going. Oh, brainwave.
Wow. Number 15 is the plastic you make your own ice. Plastic make your own icy pole set. Okay. Oh,
do you know what these are?
Yeah.
They're so annoying.
They're aspirational clutter. Oh, I want to be a good mum. I want to make my own icy poles.
They're going to be sugar-free and they're going to have, like, fruit bits in them. But what happens in, like, I can't even tell you the number of the Tupperware sets of these that I've decluttered over the years because it's, like, too many moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, the base, which is pretty easy to keep control of, but then you've got the cup bit that makes the mold of the shape of the icy pole and you've got the stick. But if you send a kid with that outside, you're not getting the mold and the stick back. Or what happens is the sticks all have like chunky teeth marks in them because kids have eaten them. Stop.
Okay, so what's an icy pole? They're ice lollies for those in the UK and I don't know what it's called in the US. Like it's a frozen... Popsicle, that's what they're called, popsicles.
Oh, good job. You're like the resident interpreter today.
Yes, I am. Popsicles. Yeah. Don't just, you know, Whatever. Let them go.
Let them go. Okay. Let them go. Number 16 is your old USB sticks. You know, the ones that hold like 50 MB? Like nothing. You can't even put one photo on it. Yeah. So get rid of them. Like put it in your computer, take the stuff off it, put it in the cloud and get rid of the USB stick. You don't need it anymore. If you have one or two that have really like can keep gig on, that's enough. If for some reason you need a USB, you do not need 40 rolling around with, oh, but they could have photos on them.
Yes, especially now with kids. Even kids are using cloud computing at school. Like you don't even need USB. Lots of places don't even need USB sticks.
I literally can't think of the last time I used one.
Mm-hmm.
It's years.
The cloud is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 17. The old spade with the split handle.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm laughing as I'm reading these out because you are too funny, my friend.
But don't you agree that people have kept the old spade because they're like, well, that would be my backup spade.
Yeah.
And yes.
And then every time you get a splinter in your hand because you go to use it and you've got a splinter in your hand.
Or it pinches because the wood split and it like pinches the meat of your hand. Let it go. You've kept it. You don't use it. Let it go.
Well, you do use it, but you curse yourself every time.
Yeah, that's right.
Go spend a couple of bucks at Bunnings and get a new one.
Get a spade that doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Another one that's made me laugh. Number 18, your digital camera from 2006.
It's so funny how attached we are. I think it's in sunk cost. I think because back in those days, I remember buying my first digital camera in 2006 because I was pregnant and we really wanted to have digital photos of my son. And we spent a lot of money. Like I remember being in JB Hi-Fi and like us negotiating price and getting a package. And like it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And now my phone takes way better photos than any digital camera from 2006.
I want to replace that 2006 with your digital camera.
Unless you're
a photographer.
Unless you're a DSL person.
Yes. Unless you've got DSL. It should be your digital camera because when was the last time you saw anybody using anything but their phone?
Yeah. And can you please, when you're getting rid of it, can you please get rid of all the cords and the booklet and like everything that came with it? And when you gave your kids the $20 Kmart digital camera in like 2012, that can also go because you're not going to use that again. So get rid of all of the paraphernalia with it. You can, if you want, try and get the photos off all of these old digital cameras, but otherwise sometimes it's just worth going, actually, I'm just going to ditch it.
You've forgotten what photos were on there anyway.
Yeah, and usually from that time you printed them off. Yep. So you've got the hard copy somewhere anyway.
Yep. Okay, 19, computer programs that come on CD-ROMs.
So you – I – almost didn't put this one in.
No,
but
it's
then
perfect.
I had quite a few clients that had like their Microsoft Office CD-ROM from like 2009 or whatever it was and tried to convince me that they had to keep it because otherwise they couldn't access anything on their computer. And I was like, but you could just use like Google.
And you also don't have a CD-ROM on your computer anymore. Yep.
100%. So many of them. And usually they're kept out of fear because what if I get rid of this and something goes
wrong?
And
I need Office 1999.
Yeah, that's right. Like
I need something from 1999
That
I've completely forgotten about. I don't even remember either that habit in the first place.
And if you're really worried, give your children or your grandchildren a call and ask them. Like check with them. If you're like, no, girls, you don't know, check with someone who can actually have a look at what you're using and give you that peace of mind.
Yeah.
Last one, Kirst, number 20.
Hmm.
Cookbooks that come free with appliances. These are ridiculous. Why do appliances, when there's the internet, do the appliance people not know we have the internet? Why would they give you a manual with like the second half of it? Recipes that you can, why wouldn't they just put a QR code on the box and say, scan this for our recipes? It drives me crazy because they're not the pretty cookbooks. They're just those flimsy paper ones that we keep because we're like, oh, one day we'll try those recipes. No, you're not going to. You're going to look online. And if the appliance stops working, you're going to Google it or go to YouTube. You're not going to go back to that little cookbooky manually thing. It's stupid. Get rid of them.
Do you think we're inspiring people to come back next week?
I think I've got my grumpy pants on. But that's okay.
I promise you that, yeah, I can't promise you anything. Actually, I don't know what next week's going to be like.
But there's so many things. Like, I think that's a really broad list. What, yes. I think you'll probably find is, like, you go to do the Icy Pulse sets and then you go, actually, do I need six of the free Tupperware cake servers? Or you go to do the cookbooks that come free with appliances and you're like, yeah, and I also don't need these Coles magazines. So yeah. I feel like we've given you enough of the categories and ideas that you might choose to deep dive, do a Mandy deep dive in an area, or you may just use this 20 list as a micro declutter and go, I'm literally just going to do that one thing. And even though I might get distracted, or even though I'm tempted to go and, like, you know, go through all of my shoes, not just that one stupid pair of heels that I hate, you've got the freedom to do what you want with that list of 20.
Yes, and remember, our heart for you is to live in a decluttered and organized home. So we may be being cheeky and funny, but our heart for you is so that you can live into 2022 with less stuff to worry about in your home.
Yes.
And so that you can live the life that you're wanting to live in your beautiful home.
And you may hear that list of 20 and go, I don't have the time or inclination or concentration or physical capability to do that. The good news is that the Art of Decluttering is an Australia-wide business now. We have locations all around Australia. So we thought today we might highlight for you, we have moved into Gippsland, Victoria in the last couple of months, and we have an amazing team down there of really experienced and kind and thoughtful and enthusiastic professional organisers. Kirst, tell us a bit about what people can expect if they want to work with our team in Gippsland.
Oh, well, we are all over Gippsland from the east to the west of Gippsland. And as Amy said, our team are so beautiful and we can come in, or they can come in and help you to either go through this list or to claim back other parts of your home. And we just, they're so gentle and loving and kind that they'll just work at the pace that you need them to work at. So that may, for you, it might be super fast because you want to just get it done really quickly, or it might be over a couple of weeks or months as you need to gently work through your stuff. And we would love, love for you to meet our team down in Gippsland. They are most precious.
And we do services for private clients, but also we can help you through NDIS or My Aged Care. And so we can help with all different types of funding. And sessions are 4 hours each. You can have it with one staff member or two staff members. You can have a one-off session or you can have fortnightly sessions for 6 months. It is really up to you, but we just wanted to let you know about Gippsland, encourage you that if you're in that region or you know people in that region, that we're ready and willing and we can't wait to help you in your home.
Yay. Well, we really hope and trust that you've laughed along with us today and that you had a really precious Christmas and New Year's. And we are really looking forward to hanging out with you throughout 2022.
See you next week.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.